Halach of the Gemara Beis Midrash, Rav and Rabbi Abo, who both said that the Beis Din that is needed is three, and that requirement is Minat Torah. Both for Xeris Chabalos and both for Hodos Valvos. Rava and Rabbi Abo both hold that we need three Minat Torah, Halach Lamaisa. Okay? And the Gemara had said that's because of the concept called Erev Parshius, which we discussed at great length, that the concept of three, that is Midiraisa, that we find by Xeris Chabalos, we transfer over to Hodos Valvos as well. As Taisa says in Baba Kama, Akuf Zion and Aleph. Why not? Why should we be okerit? We shouldn't be okerit completely from Xeris Chabalos. It's something that makes sense by both. So why? Go ahead and okerit completely. So it's an equation, we said. And that's Muskum according to Rabbi Bo and Rava. If you remember correctly, we did have a minute difference, very technical difference between Rava and Rabbi Bo. Does anyone remember? Again, let's get it down in our notes. Okay, Rava and Rabbi Bo both hold you need 3 minute Torah for Hodos Valvos. Because they're partial. Do you remember the minute difference? How to read the Mishnah. Rava said Tartek Tani. You remember what Tartek Tani meant? Meaning Dinim Omenus meant Hodos Vavos is three at Yotos, and Xenos Vavos meant three Mumchim. That was Rava. That's how Rava read the Mishnah. Dinim Omenus was referring to what phrase? What was Dinim Omenus referring to, guys? The word Dinim Omenus. If we were writing our own parish of Mishnayos, Dinim Omenus means. No, Hodos Valvos, Shlosh Ed Yotos. The phrase Dini Mamonis means Hodos Valvos, according to Rava. Xelis Chabalos is three Mumchim. Okay? That's how you touch the Mishnah according to Rava. According to Rabbi Abo, what was it? Mahen Ktani. What does Mahen Ktani mean? Meaning that the Mishnah says Dini Mamonis is an overarching umbrella, and it says Mahen Ktani. It says Xelis Chabalos require what? Require three Mumchim. Hodos Valvos require three. But Hodos Valvos are not in the Mishnah. You follow me? That's the technical difference between Rav and Rav Nach. At the end of the day, here, Adam. At the end of the day, Jeremy. At the end of the day, I hope you told them we're good. At the end of the day, the question is, are Xelis Chabalos, Hodos Valvos mentioned in the Mishnah? Okay? So everyone got that so far? So again, according to Rav and Rav Yabal, you require 3 minute Torah based on their parsha, you're saying. The transfer. Jacob, you with me? Based on the parshas, the only technical difference in Rav Rav Nachman is whether the phrase, or the category, is it in the Mishnah. According to Rav, it is. Gimel Amud Aleph. According to Rav, it is not. Okay? Then in moment of Smahein, Xeris Chabalos requires three. Okay? Fine. Today, we come across Rav Acha Bered Ravikin. A whole new world in Rav Acha Bered Ravikin. And Rav Acha Bered Ravikin is a whole new world. Okay? So let's see inside Gimel Amud Aleph from Acha Bered Ravikin. Go ahead. Ephraim. Go ahead. You don't have a Gemara. You got to have a Gemara. Like, borrow like a small Gemara there. You got to have a Gemara. The Gemara is Torah Shabbat Peb, but you know. Come on, Ephraim, we got to have it. Jacob, you have it on your computer, no? Otherwise, we always say if you're using the computer, we have confidence you're focusing only on that. Okay, let's go, Ephraim. Come on, give him a little bit out. Rav Acha Bered Ravikin. Go ahead. You got it? From the doctor. Let's. You don't have it yet. Do you want me to get it for you? Give him a little bit out. Rav Acha Bered Ravikin. Okay? You got it there? Johnny, you want to show Rav Acha Bered Ravikin? Go ahead. Let's go loud. Come on. Let's go. Let's start again. Real loud. Let's go. Come on. We got a lot to do. Go ahead.
Rav Acha Bered Ravikin.
Minat Torah, all you need is one. So get that down. Rav Acha Ravikin is Cholik and Rav and Rav Abo. Minat Torah, all you need is one. Shenemar? Go ahead. Excellent. B'tzedek, righteousness, you should judge your neighbor. You should do it right. But because of Yoshve Kronos, because there are jokers, there are guys who aren't serious. Well, no, before that just says, you read it straight up, stop right there at Yoshve Kronos. What does that mean? That means that because there are Yoshve Kronos, we're afraid that the guy we choose might be a joker and not a serious guy. He doesn't know anything. He's not learned. And we're afraid that he's going to mess up the din Torah. So because of that, Min Rabbanu, we require three. Go Go ahead, if right. So frak the Gemara to.
Should...
Milo. What do you mean? With three, you're not going to have Yoshve Kronos? What do you mean? How does that help that you have three? How's it going to help Lamaisa that you have three? Lamaisa. Aren't you Chayshish, all of them will become Yoshve Kronos? Go ahead. Oh, so the Gemara answers no. It's impossible. One of the three is for sure going to be a knowledgeable guy. A Gamir is a knowledgeable guy. So it's a very interesting concept. So if I ask you, let's say I ask you, do you need three Dayanim for a Beis Din Minatora or not? What's the answer? Rav or Rav Avoh say yes. What does Rav Acha Bar Ravika say? No. Only need is Min Rabbanan do you need three. And the only reason why you need three Min Rabbanan is because we have to make sure there'll be one guy that's not as knowledgeable because there's a concept of Yoshvei Kronos. Now let me ask you a question. Let's get it down. Okay, I want to get the sheet this right now. Does this one guy that Rav Acha Bar Ravika requires Minatora, must he require to be a smicha? Does he have to have smich or not? Or can he be a regular guy? Meaning, basically what I'm asking you is, what does the word gamir mean? Does gamir mean knowledgeable? But does he also have to have smich? Okay? To be a mumcha, smicha, we're saying are synonymous. So this is a major, major machloikis in the Rishonim. Okay? Major machloikis in the Rishonim. Rashi. Read the Rashi there on the spot there. The gamir. Ephraim, go ahead. It's the first wide line. Read the Dibra Maska for me. Go ahead. Yeah, read the Dibra Maska. The Gamir. Does that sound like he's a musmuch? Yes or no? What do you think from Rashi? Does that sound that he's a musmuch or not? No, he just no. He served in him. He goes to shul, you know, he goes to shir, lamaisa, but does he have smicha? No. So get down, please. Rashi, Beferish. I think Rashi's Beferish. The Aruch Lanier said it, Beferish. Daniel, you were mechavin to the Aruch Lanier. The Aruch Lanier says, Beferish in this Rashi, Lamaisa, that in fact, Gamir does not mean Mumcha. Okay? Tosfos, we're going to learn, Bez Hashem also says the same thing, Pashup Shat. That's what we assume. Okay? Vimeiri, please get it down. Vimeiri, I gave it to you, Dirasko Me'achar, writes Beferish that the guy's a regular hedgehog. He is not a smicha. And he in fact says that's what the Gedolei HaMechabrim holds. Who's the Gedolei HaMechabrim? Rambam. Whenever the Miri says Gedolei HaMechabrim, it means the Rambam. And he claims the Rambam holds, all you need is to be a what? All you need is to be a hedget. Okay? That's a big chiddush because we're going to see not that way. However, if you look on the daf there, take a look. Take a look right there, Ephraim. You see the Rabbeinu Chananel? Read the Rabbeinu Chananel there on the right hand side. Everyone got it? Rav Acha Bar Ravika, go ahead. You got it there in the Rabbeinu Chananel, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm going to read the rest of you, Chag Kasher.
Yeah, read off Rav Acha Bar Ravika.
Rav Acha Bar Ravika, I'm going to read the rest of you, Chag Kasher. Shana Rav Tzadik Kish Bar Amidecha. Mishom Shofne Midayanot.
Medinos, because they're neighbors of the province. You know, guys who aren't serious. Amar. They skinish losha amar. Why? Ef sure.
Yes,
because if you require three, there's got to be one of the three is knowledgeable. Go ahead. Oh, underline that 50 times. Vehu mumcha. Please get it down. Rabbeinu Chananel writes with Farish, no, that the chad nami must have smicha. Amazing. In fact, the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach writes Beferish that the Rambam holds like this as well against the Miri. It's a machloikis what exactly the Rambam holds. Please get it down. Amazing. Comes out that there's a Beferish and machloikis and the Or Sameach has a beautiful diuk in the Rambam. An amazing diuk by Rambam. What does he claim? He claims there's a bit of a problem in the Rambam. Why? Let's get it down. The Rambam writes at Perek Beis Halacha Yud. He says, "Mutulecha ladu min haTorah, shenemar besedek tishbor amisecha." Who does that sound like? That sounds like Rav Acha Bar Ravika. Umidivrei Sofrim ad shiu shlosha mid rabbanim require three v'shnayim shedanu ein dinayim din. Everyone hear that in the Rambam? I gave you the Rambam. Rambam here in Perek Beis Halacha Yud starts off saying exactly like who? Rav Acha Bar Ravika, and then he says, "Min Rabbanim need three, and Shnayim Shadon Eidin." It's like an eternal stira. Make up your mind. The Ram starts off saying one, and then he says midrabbanan ni three, and he says shayim shadon ain't name did. So what's going on here? What's going on here? So the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Rashba who asked this kasha. What's so difficult about this? Because the Gemara later on, we're going to get to it, Ephraim, in a few lines, says, what's the difference between Rabbi Abba and Rava against Rav Acha b'Rei Ravika? What's the fundamental difference? Shmuel. What does Shmuel say? Shnayim Shadanu Dineyem Din. If you hold like Rav Acha b'Rei Ravika, that's good. If one's good, two's good, right? If you hold like Rav and Rav, Shmuel's bad, right? We don't hold like Shmuel. So how can the Ram say, I hold like Rav Acha b'Rei Ravika, and then I turn around and hold like who? I hold against Shmuel. It's mamash astira mineu bay in the Rambam. Does everyone got that? The Rambam's mamash against the Gemara. We didn't get to the line in the Gemara. We're going to get to it in a few minutes, as you should. You follow what I'm saying? Zach, you got this? It's mamash astira mineu bay in the Rambam. Because Rav Acha b'Rei Ravika holds that Shmuel's right. One's good, two's good. Rav Avo and Rav Ava say three is good. One or two is bad. So how do you hold like Rav Acha b'Rei Ravika and hold that Shmuel's wrong? Yes? So listen to this Mahalach. It's very, 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 very beautiful. The answer is, says the Or Sameach, that the Rambam holds, like Rabbeinu Chananel, that Chad Nami Kosher has what? Has to require smicha. So Shnayim Shadanu, Andin Andin, is referring to what, Yosef? Hedyotos. But a Musmach, even one alone, is good. Everyone cop that? And the Rambam says this beferish, almost kimat beferish. In Perichov Beis, please get it down, halachavav. The Rambam says, amazing, Perichov Beis, halachavav. He says, bless you. Yafa koch pshara mikoch adin. When we get to that Gemara, arbitration is better than din. You know, arbitration is settlement. Pshara is better than din. Sheshnei hedyotos shedanu ein dineim din. V'yishlo ba'al adin lachzor ben. V'im osu pshar v'konam yoda ein yichon lachzor ben. What does Ram write beferish? Sheshnei hedyotos shedanu ein dineim din. What does Ram write beferish? Shnei hedyotos. Shnei hedyotos ein dineim din. But shnei shmuchim would be good. And that's exactly what the pshat is the Or Sameach wants to say in the Rambam. Okay? We got that, Chlor? The truth is, I don't know what the Miri would do with that, because the Miri said the Rambam said that Chad Nami was kosher, even a what? Even a hedget, right? Doesn't the Rambam say the Feirish is not good? Miri's very, very difficult. The Miri's very difficult to say that the Rambam what holds like that, because I don't know what you do with that Rambam. So I want to. So we've done a lot already so far. Let's Kilikachil Tzarta. For this you've been created, says the Mishnah Novus. So you get everything. We got a lot to do. So let's get this down. What do we say so far? Rashi, Chad, Nami, Kosher. Okay? Chad, Nami, Kosher. Rashi, Taisvis, the Meiri, a Hedyot. That's what it means. It means a Hedyot. Okay? And the Meiri said, Vegam, Lefi Meiri, Rambam. Holds what? Holds hedged. Here, the Rabbeinu Chananel says not that way. Rabbeinu Chananel says you need a somach. It's got to have smicha. And who else? Dor Sameach. Lefi Dor Sameach. Pshat. Pshat. Pshita Sarambam. He says what? Somach. And we're pointing out it's a beferish Rambam, it seems. It's tucked away in Perichov Beis. Everyone discusses what we discussed in Perik Beis. Halacha what? Which one was the first Rambam? Perik Beis, Halacha Yud. But the Or Sameach found that Rambam later, Perichov Beis. So you see the Pharisees, I don't know what the Miri is going to do with that. It's a very, 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 very difficult. Seems to be smack against the Rambam. But I do want to just point out, the Miri did have a line. What did the Miri say? The Miri pointed out he didn't like this shita that the Chad Nami had smicha. What didn't he like about it? Who could tell me what he didn't like about it? What didn't he like about it? What was the difficulty they didn't like about it? He said, "Ef shal afar shneim shadana b'mumcha shari api yochin mumcha dino din kamoshi spire." What are you going to tell me? Two guys, the two guys that are mumchin, even a yochid mumchin. He didn't like that. Chayin ein afar shmidiraisa chad nami kasher b'mumcha shafidiri sofrim ke. If you say chad nami kasher, who means that he has smicha, what does that imply? He has smicha min haTorah, but what min rabbanan? He doesn't acquire smicha. Of course, min rabbanan requires smicha. So what does the Gemara say? Chad nami kasheru, and then you need three min rabbanan. You go from one to three. So you're going to tell me the one also needs smicha? What, in min rabbanan you don't need smicha? Of course, min rabbanan needs smicha. So he doesn't like that shita. He doesn't like that shita because it doesn't sound so pshat, but it's not such a convincing kasha. Okay, with the Gemara is saying one is a good minotaur, you need three mineral bonum. You follow me? Gemara's not commenting on the smicha. He just didn't like the fact that you're going to tell me, the chad nami requires smicha, and that implies that mineral bonum, you don't require it? So that's why he didn't like it. Okay, the other shitas will say that's not what it implies. You follow what I'm saying? You come off saying chad nami kashru, and that chad nami kashru requires smicha minotaur. Oh, and mineral bonum doesn't require smicha? Of course he does. He just doesn't like the mashmos that it seems to convey. That's what the Miri didn't like about this pshat. Okay. But nonetheless, to say that the Rambam doesn't hold, it's kimak against that Rambam. So we have a major, major machlokes in Rishonim, guys. How to interpret Rav Acha Brei Ravika. Okay? When he says, El Echad Nami Kasher, didn't mean to hedge it straight up. He was knowledgeable, Gamir. But does Gamir mean Somuch or not? That's a big machlokes in Rishonim. And it's machlokes in Rishonim what the Rambam holds. We're pointing out that the Rambam, what? Rambam kimak beferish says it means what? Shnei had yotos are bad. But a yachid mumcha samuch is like the Rabbeinu Chananel is good. And therefore there's no steer in the Rambam. Because I thought if the Rambam holds like Rav Acha Brei Ravika, so why did he say Shnayim Shadonu Ein Dinei Din? What he meant, Shnayim Shadonu Ein Dinei, meant what? Ed Yotos. And he writes that beferish later on in Perichov Beis. Zach, you got this on Mahalach? Okay, Johnny, what do you say?
According to the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam, who might, and one opinion of the Rambam, who might hold Chad Nami Kasher is
Somuch, yeah.
Well, then what's the, then how do you answer the following lines of the Gemara?
We'll get to it. We didn't get to it. We're going to get to it. Let's get to it. We'll get to it now. But I want to set up the Machlokes Rishonim. We got it? We're going to get to it, read the Gemara. Okay. But this is the major Machlokes Rishonim.
Also,
I wanted to just get the Nesivus. The Nesivus also claims the Rambam holds Somuch too as well. Okay? And that's where the Ramach says. The Kesem Mishnah Perakei Halacha Ches quotes that the Rambam holds you need a mumcha. Okay? He just asks, what's the mocker that the Rambam needs to, you know, what's the mocker? The mocker that you need to be a samuch. It's a Sedek Tishmar HaMisech. Who says there has to be a samuch? Okay? But you see that they're, the great Gedoli Rishonim and Achronim were made in the Rambam in the Arenas Smich. Okay? So we got this Ben Klor? Okay. Very good.
Also, Shimon has something to say.
Shimon, go ahead.
No, we saw the Lechem Mishnah, or the Lechem Mishnah asked also the same question. He answers something about Yoshi Kronos. When once there's two, we're worried before Yoshi Kronos, the three were not. But I don't understand.
Oh, we got to look at it. We got to look at it. I didn't get a chance to see the Lechem Mishnah. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to see it, so we'll have to see it. You show it to me after Shir, okay? And then we'll say it over on Sunday, you know. Okay, we got it, Klor?
Makes sense,
this is the Machlokes. Okay, I didn't see it, so let's... Okay, I want to see it so we can discuss it, okay? All right. So, that's the Machlokes Rishonim. We have this major Machlokes Rishonim. Okay. Let's see now, Vayta in the Gemara, Ephraim. Go ahead, let's see. Vayta in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, go ahead, Ephraim, let's go. Elamiyata.
Tell Lili Shamu, question.
No, Elamiyata, now the Gemara asks, what's the kasha? Yeah, read the Gemara. Elamiyata. Tosh lo yishalmu. There is a halacha, and I want you to get this, okay? I want you to get this. A dayan that is a mumcha, that makes a mistake, we learned is pata from pain. We learned that before Sukkos. Why is he pata from pain? Because he got netilus yeshus from the Reish Galusa. I don't think we stress that. I want you to get that down. The Reish Galusa was the head of the Jews in diaspora. And he allowed a guy to be a dayan. Not only allowed a guy to be a dayan, he appointed the guy to be a dayan. And the guy's an expert. Part of that appointment is an exemption from paying, having to pay. You have to have netilus yeshus from the Reish Galusa. Okay? You have to have Rosh Nitzvah Shus and Reish Galusa. Okay? And I didn't stress that before Sukkah, so I want to stress that now. Okay? So, if that's the case, the Gemara says, you want these guys, these jokers, to be what? To be Dayanim, Yoshevei Kronos. You start from one. How do you know the one's going to be a good guy? You might get a joker. So what do? You get three, right? One of the three is going to be knowledgeable. Is that Gemara? Samach Machlej Yishonim we just started off with. Okay. You know what? The Gemara asks. The Gemara says a great kasha. The Gemara says, I want you to know something. If you want to get these people to go ahead and be Dayanim, you know what you should do? What should you do? You should exempt them from having to pay. That's the Gemara's kasha. If minat Torah, these guys are kashal adun, so then why don't you what? If they make a mistake, why don't you pater them from paying? Less like we find a dying mumcha that had reshus from who? Since he had reshus from the Reish Galusa, why don't we say that he should be pater? That's the Gemara's kasha. Read the Rashi there, Ephraim Toh. Toh, which I
want to help your reshut.
They have reshus from the Reish Galusa, even in Torah, the judge, so why don't you give them an exemption from paying? Look at the Tosis, guys. Go ahead, Ephraim. EF sharp.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Kol Shekin. Look at Tosis, Dimasco, Kol Shekin. Go ahead. Read the Dimasco. Kol Shekin. Oh, so just read the line of the Gemara. What's the answer of the Gemara? Then you'll see the Tosis. Go ahead. Oh, what's the answer? What's the answer, guys? What was the kasha? The kasha was what? If you want them to be dayanim, you should what? And they're good minat Torah, you should exempt them from paying, just like a dayan got rishus from who? From the Reish Galusa's bought them from paying, he made a mistake. What's Gemara's answer? Gemara's answer is that what, you know what? If you, in fact, make them what? If you, in fact, give them an exemption from paying, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get nothing but jokers to be dayanim. Nothing but jokers to be dayanim. Completely. Look at Rashi. Go ahead, and then we'll see the Tosfos inside. Kol Shekin. Go ahead, Rashi. There, Ephraim. Kol Shekin. They don't care. They're not going to care to learn. If you exempt them from paying and they make a mistake, they're not going to learn. So therefore, what's the answer to the Gemara? No, the din is that if they make a mistake, they have to pay. Therefore, they're going to have to be an incentive, like you said, Zach, to what? To learn. Since there's doing the incentive to learn, therefore what? The knowledgeable guys will want to what? The knowledgeable guys will want to what? Will want to judge with them. Because they're not going to want to judge with them if what? If they're going to have to pay. Correct? In the kasha, the Gemara was, you're never going to have a din Torah. Because there's never going to be a knowledge of guys going to team up with these guys. Because they know if there's a mistake made, they're going to have to pay. Right? So the Gemara says, Elamiata, then make them not pay. The Gemara answers, no. These guys are going to be motivated on their own. Because we're going to keep the din that if they make a mistake, they have to pay. That's going to motivate these guys, these jokers, to learn a little bit. And therefore, it's going to be a snowball effect, positively. And therefore, the knowledgeable guy is going to agree to what? Agree to do a din Torah with these fellows. You follow me? To sit on a din Torah. So, to say over succinctly, what was Gemara's kasha? According to Rashi and Tosfos? Elamiata what? What's Elamiata? Elamiata, if they're good, minat Torah. A yachid. So therefore what? And the only reason why you have three is because we're not sure the one guy's going to be a good guy. So why don't you make them not pay? And therefore what? Why is that important? Says Tosfos, we're going to get to it now, we'll see it inside in a second. Why is that important, Nachum? Because you're never going to have the knowledge of a guy sit with these guys. Because he knows if they make a mistake, what's the din? They're going to have to pay. Now plug this in. Please get it down in your notes. We spent a lot of time on this in Seder. This makes sense if Gamir means what? That you don't have smicha. Because even if you don't have smicha, you have to pay if you don't make a mistake. What happens if he has smicha? Does he still have to pay? Yes or no? Yes, he does have to pay. That's where I made the mistake with you in the Seder, Daniel. That's what Rav Shaker was just telling me. I asked him in lunch. Because we're assuming the guy didn't have the Tilus Rishus. Even if you require him to have smicha, the Chad Nami, but we assume he didn't have the Tilus Rishus from the Reish Galusa. So even if the guy has smicha, he's still going to have to pay. You don't have to figure out this configuration. Remember we said that two of the three would pay, and the third guy wouldn't pay? No, that was wrong. I knew there was something wrong with that. The word is that the guy didn't have Netilus Shushus. So even if you say Chad Nami Kosher, it has Smicha, but he's still going to have to pay. Nachum. Why is he still going to have to pay? Because he didn't have Netilus Shushus. He wasn't appointed by Huda Reish Galus. You follow what I'm saying? So Gemara is asking, this guy's never going to want to sit with them. He's never going to want to sit with them. Why is he never going to want to sit with them? Because why? Because he's going to have to pay. So the Gemara asks, then make him not pay. So what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is no. Make them pay. That'll motivate them to learn. And therefore, the guy's going to want, the guy will sit, the knowledgeable guy, or the guy who has smicha, will sit in the dintar with them. So that's the important nekuda I wanted you to get. Okay? So you can read the Gemara according to both Mahalchim and Rishonim. Even if you require the guy has smicha, the one guy, but he still would have to pay in his psak because he doesn't have reshus. There's a difference between a mumucha l'rabin, which means, what's mumucha l'rabin mean? You have reshus from the who? Reish Galusi will be put to repaying. And having a smicha from the chain of Moshe Rabbeinu. Having the smicha is great, but you'll still have to pay. Okay, that's a critical nekuda. I knew there was something wrong. I was bothered by that. So that's what I asked Rav Schechter in lunch, and that's what he told me. The assumption is, even if you assume the guy had smicha, he did not have netilus reshus, so he's going to have to pay if he makes a mistake. So that's what the Gemara was asking. Let's just see the tights inside, Ephraim. Go ahead, read Kol Shekein. Look inside, guys. What do you mean, Gam Kein Parach and Kol Zeh? He's referring to the Tosas Elam Yata, which we did before Sukkos. Okay, you remember that? What about just if you hold what of Nilas Delis, if you're Choshur Nilas Delis earlier in the Gemara, so you should make them not pay if they make a mistake, right? So the same thing here. Go ahead. We're asking a different thing. Not Nilas Delis, but since you're Choshish, go ahead. Cave into what?
Cave on the
Chayashta. Since you're worried about Yoshvei Kronos, then you should say that they shouldn't have to pay. Kidei what? In order that the learned, the knowledgeable guy, in order that the knowledgeable guy won't distance himself from these guys. Right? Because if he knows that if he doesn't have to pay, why would he distance himself? But if he knows if a mistake's going to be made, he has to join up with these jokers, and a mistake happens, he doesn't have to shell out money, so he's going to try to distance himself. So you want to make sure you won't distance himself? Then make sure you don't have to pay. Change the din. Based on Hefker, based on Hefker.
Why would the jokers want to be in the business?
Because it's a nice, you know, it's a responsibility. You know, you're making a decision. You know, people like power up front. So that's what the Gemara is asking. But the Gemara is asking. But the Gemara is asking from the perspective of the Gemiri. They like power. We assume they're going to have to do it. So what's the Gemara's answer? The linchpin is the knowledgeable guy. The Oz. You're not going to find a knowledgeable guy because no knowledgeable guy is going to want to judge. So what's Gemara's answer? Mishani. Because we don't assume people are Rishonim. October Rishonim Maskinim? Hopefully these guys, most guys, hopefully Leon are good guys, right? So once they know that they're going to have to pay, we keep the din like that, that's going to motivate them to learn. Once that motivates them to learn, there's a snowball effect. The knowledgeable guy says, oh, I'll sit with these guys. You follow me? So that's the Gemara's answer. And the din remains the same, that if you don't have permission, Reish Galusa, you have to pay Allah HaMais. And that's the din. Okay? So we read the Gemara according to both Shitas with that critical Nakuta that Shechter added in, that if you don't have Netilus Rishus, which means actually the appointment of the Reish Galusa, then you must pay. You can have Smicha from today until tomorrow for Moshe Rabbeinu on down. But if you don't have that to lose, you got to pay. So that's how you plug it in the Gemara. Because I was pilfering. Jared was asking me, you know, Jared in the Koyl, you know, I don't know if you know Jared Roosevelt, great Talmud Chacham in the Koyl, he was asking me. And I said, I don't like that fact. Two guys will have to pay. One guy will have to pay. But that's the answer. The answer is you read the Gemara the same according to both Shittas in the Rishon. Okay? So we got this Klor so far? Yeah? Yosef Klor? Okay, very good. So that's the Pshat Lamaisa in the Gemara. With the Rashi, there's a major machlokes in the Rishonim. Okay. Now I want to get to the following. Okay? What does Rav Acha Brei Ravika hold regarding the topic of Erev Parshis? What does he hold? Let's refresh our memories. What did Rav and Rabbi Abba hold on the end of Bezer and Bezer running out of Gimel Manav? That's why I had Hechazer the whole Amud there. What does Rav and Rabbi Abba hold? They hold what? They hold Erev Parshis saying. What does Erev Parshas tell me? There's three required by what? Dinim Omanus, by what specifically? Zeus Chabalos, correct? And I should require that, I should what? Transfer that to what? To Odos Lavos. Why don't I? Because they're Bechaninim. Just like they got rid of Jushu Chakira, they got rid of the requirement of Mumchim. Right? That's Rabbi Rebbe Bo. Let me ask you guys now. What does Rav Acha Breda Ravika hold? What does he hold? Does he hold Erev Parshas in or does he not? Gemara doesn't say. And another point I want to just bring up, which I thought of, and the Nesivis also points this out, Baruch Hashem or Mechavim. You notice the Gemara doesn't deal with Revi Avo and Rava, what do they should do with Rava's Pasuk? With Rav Acha Ravika's Pasuk. You know, a lot of times the Gemara will do that. The Gemara never comments on Revi Avo and Rava, what will they do with the Pasuk, which is an interesting point. Interesting Ha'orah. Which I want you guys to keep in mind. Okay? You follow me? But let's now tackle that topic of what does Rav Acha Breda Ravika hold? The Gemara doesn't say. Does he hold Erev Parshas Shein? Does he hold any Erev Parshas Shein? Go ahead, Ephraim. The Rashi earlier. Midiraisa Chad Nami Kosher. Go ahead, let's see. Yeah, read the Dibra Maskos. Very important when you do a Rashi. Chad
Nami Kosher.
Yeah. Ah! Rashi doesn't mince any words. Rashi writes b'feirish that Rav Acha Breda Ravika holds ein erev parshas shein. Let's get it down. Go ahead. Umasnissen. Kedamaran. What is tartik tani? Like Rava said, that dinimamunus means what? The phrase dinimamunus means gzeros chabalas. I'm sorry. The phrase dinimamunus means what? Hodos valvos. And gzeros chabalas means what? Means is the next phrase, which is b'feirish is shlosha mumchim. Go ahead. Umiyu. Ah, the only reason why we require three is mineral button. Rashi, Zera. Next Rashi.
Zera, Mishum Yoshe Kanos. Tagrin Shane Bikian Betiv.
Betiv Dinim. Merchants that don't know any Dinim. Excellent. They'll make the innocent the guy who's guilty, and they'll make guilty the guy who's innocent. Okay. So let's get down. Okay, Rashi says b'feirish that Rav Acha Breda Ravika holds. Again, this is all within Rav Acha, who holds Chad Nami Kasher. Rav Acha Breda. When you hear that phrase Chad Nami Kasher, you know it's Rav Acha Breda Derav Ika. Okay, Rashi says b'feirish that he holds Ein Erev Parshas. What does that mean, guys? What does Ein Erev Parshas mean? That the number three that is found by what? The number three that is Elohim three times by Xenos Chabalas is not transferred over to those Olos. That means those Olos, all you require is how many? One. Correct? Makes sense to me. Look at Tysus Ephraim. Go ahead. Umidiraisa.
Umidiraisa Chanami Kasra. Perish for countries to Xavra Ein Eru Parshil Ktivka.
There it is. Rashi quoted. Go ahead. So Tysus says, you know what? Tysus argues in Rashi and says, you know what? Rav Acha Breda Ravika can hold, definitely hold, Erev Parshas. There is no Achrayah. You can say either way, basically, he says. He could, and for our purposes, if he says either way, that means we're going to write it, he can hold Erev Parshas in. Because I'll tell you, Jeremy, what is the problem with Rashi? If you hold Ein Erev Parshas saying, why on earth does Rav Acha Breda Ravika need to dig up a pasuk to tell me B'tzedek Tishbon Amisecha, that one is enough? Ein Erev Parshas, Nachum tells me, what does Ein Erev Parshas tell me? What does Ein Erev Parshas tell me? That one is enough, straight up. What does he need to dig up a pasuk for? You follow me? That's twice his kashin. What do you need to dig up a pasuk for? Ein Erev Parshas tells me straight up one is enough. It's a very strong kasha on Rashi. Very strong. Okay? Everyone got that? Yes, go ahead, Ellie. Well, go ahead. What's your first name, man?
Uri,
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, what do you say?
Not having Erev Parshas doesn't mean specifically one. It just means not three.
Good point. But what else is it going to mean? It's not going to be two.
No,
Two is probably an even number, which is usually not good. Okay? It's a good point. It's a good pointer. It's a good pointer in what you're saying. But Poshup Shad is that, you know, Lamaisa, once you don't require three, you go to the minimum. And I'll tell you even more than that, Uri. What did the Gemara say? If you hold two, two and one are the same. That's what the Gemara basically said. Okay? Remember the nafkamina between, you know, the Gemara says, do you hold like Shmuel or not? Rav Akiva Rebbe holds like Shmuel. So really there's no difference between two and one. It's a good point, Uri, but the Poshup Shad is that Lamaisa, you shouldn't need a Pasuk, okay? Everyone got that? Ellie, clear? Okay. So what I want to embark upon is a Marsha Maram and try to answer up Rashi too as well. Okay? If you recall, if you guys get a chance, if you didn't chazer, please, the Tosfos and Bezim and Beis, that long Tosfos we did, spent a lot of time at Divrei Hakol, was of the opinion. And before we even mention the Marsha Maram, let's just mention it. Do you guys recall that Tosfos and Beis and Beis, that big Tosfos? Tosfos there pointed out a group of Amoraim, okay? Namely, Reb Yochanan, and I think it was Rami Bar Chama too as well, who claimed that even if you hold Ein Erev Parshia saying, you could still require three. Why is that? Why is that? Tosfos and Daf Beis quoted a bunch of Amoraim. A bunch was Reb Yochanan and who else? Rami Bar Chama. That hold what? That you can still require three even if you hold Ein Erev Parshia Sein. Why is that? Someone tell me. Excellent. You can still require three because there's a pasuk where we equate the imamim together. Mishpat Echad Yelachem. Mishpat Echad Yelachem. There it is, guys. Our Gemara and Beis and Beis, you know, didn't really know that Shita, we said, in the Shakla of the Tarya. But there are Amoraim that told us as soon as a double portion. Because Mishpat Echad Yelachem equates everything. You follow me, Ellen? Now, in the end of the day, it is possible to suggest, and the Nesivah says this, please get it down, Simon Gimel Sif Katan Aleph. You know what else you should put on this list, according to Rashi? Rav Acha Braid Rav Ika. Please get it. Gab, you with me?
Yeah.
According to Rashi, get it down, the Nesivah says, also put on that list, Rav Acha Braid Rav Ika.
List of what?
A list of those Amoraim that say Ein Erev Parshia Sein and still require three because of Mishpat Echad Yelachem. Uri, put him on the list. And therefore, if you put him on the list, what happens? Even if I hold Ein Erev Parshia Sein, even if I hold Ein Erev Parshia Sein, what does that mean? I still would require three because of Mishpat Echad. What pasuk comes and offsets Mishpat Echad? Sedek Tishpat Amisecha. There it is. Sedek Tishpat Amisecha. There it is. So the Nesivus just answered up Rashi very beautiful. Ellie, you got it?
Yeah.
Please get that. Even if you hold any of Parshas saying, you still need the pasuk. Because if a Mishpat Echad Yelachem would require three. To offset that, I have Sedek Tishpat Amisecha. Nachum, you got this? That's the Nesivus' answer up for Rashi. Beautiful answer. Yes. If you hold Ein Erev Parshia, you're saying, what's your result for Xelis Chabals, for Odos Chabals? One. Ein Erev Parshia, you're saying. Three is what? By Xelis Chabals. You don't transfer over Odos Chabals. All you need is one. So why do you need a Pusik to tell me one, Sedek Tishpat Amisecha? Because I would have thought you need three based on Mishpat Echad Yelachem, which it tells you to equate everything. Comes along the Maharsha. Maharsha says the following. I want to strengthen. You know what he says? What about Tosos? Tosos didn't know this concept Mishpat Echad. What's your response to that? Please get it down. What does the Maharsha say? What did Tosos say in Beis and Beis? You only utilize Mishpat Echad to do what? To compare Dini Mamus with Dine the fashos. You don't compare Mahadi Hadadi. You don't compare Xelos Chabalos to Odozolos, which is within the umbrella of the Nimamnus. That's what Tosus said on Beis and Beis. The Marsha says, Tosus knew about Mishmerecha, but Tosus Lishitoso said, don't worry about it. Because Tosus Lishitoso held, Mishmerecha can only bridge Mominus with the Foshas, cannot bridge categories within Mominus. You remember that line we had in the Tosus? That's the way the Marsha learns Pshat, that Tosus. So what's Rashi going to say back then? Rashi says, no. There's a group of Amorim that compares Bahadi Adonim. Namely, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Racham, and now Rabbi Acha Brei Ravika. Tosfos says, no way.
Marsha's going on the Kosel and Gimel.
I understand, but he brings up Beizim and Beiz. What does he say? He says that Tosfos didn't know this answer than the Sivas they gave. Tosfos knew about Mishperech Lachem, but Tosfos says Mishperech Lachem can only be used to bridge moments with Foshazer. But it cannot bridge moments together within one another.
How did
Tosfos
explain that you can sell three judges by Dinamna?
What did you say?
How did
Tosfos
explain
that
you can sell three judges by Dinamna in
Balanba Dafra? Because there are Shitas that do that. Only Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Racham. Only them. Generally, though, outside Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Racham, no one can do that. Because Mishperech and Elachem can only bridge Mominus with the Foshos. That's what Tosfos' whole Mahalach was. These are the only Moroim and Shas that say that. And Sivas is not true. Rashi says Rav Acha Brei Ravika will hold that as well. So the Marsha strengthens Tosfos Kasha, or his Mazda Tosfos Kasha. What does the Maharam come along and say? What does the Maharam come along and say? He says, well, I don't understand the Tosfos. Didn't Tosfos know about Mishparecha Yelachem? So the Maharam says, that Rav Acha Brei Ravika is coming to answer what kasha? What was the kasha on the bottom of Beis and Beis Yosef? Mimonov Shok. What did it say? If you hold Eir Parsha, you should require three mumchim. If you don't hold Eir Parsha, you should only require one. Yes? Remember that? You know what Rav Acha Brei Ravika comes along and says? What does Rav Acha Brei Ravika come along and say according to the Tosfos? He holds what? He doesn't like what Rashi says. If Rashi held Ein Eir Parsha, just quote, I hold Ein Eir Parsha saying. Why is it Gemara could have been much more succinct and terse? Why does he have to quote a pasuk? Sedek tishmo da mesecha. The Maharam is ma'azber Tosfos. And he says, Tosfos is saying, no. Even if you hold Erev Parsha is saying. Even if you hold Erev Parsha is saying. And that's what Tosfos is saying. Because the maskanas of Gemara was, Leolam, you hold Erev Parsha is saying. Rav Acha Brei Ravika also says the Maharam holds what? The Maharam says, Beferish. It says you need what? You need halacha lamaisa, this din of Erev Parsha saying, the chozos, one dying is enough because of sedek tishmo da mesecha. So the Maharam is masber the Tosfos and says, this exact shot lamaisa, the backup Tosfos kasha. So the Marsha's masber is Tosfos kasha, that in fact, Mishperecha Tosfos ignores because you cannot say it, Bahari Adadi. And the Maharam adds on, the Rav Acha Brei Ravika is answering the Gemara's kasha directly. He's answering the Morris Kasha Beis and Beis directly, and he's saying, I hold Erev Parsha saying as well. But Sedek Tishmona Misecha tells me that one is enough. Don't give me the business, Rashi, that he holds any Erev Parsha saying. So just say that and forget about the Pasuk. It's the same shot. The Maharam is very similar to the Marsha. They're backing up Tosfos. Okay? They're backing up Tosfos. But we're saved Rashi, but they based on the Nesivus and saying that you can say Mishperech Lachem. He could say it Makshin Hadadi Adadi within the Nimamanus, and he could put Rav Acha Brei Ravika on the list Halacha L'maisa. And I have to tell you, if you look in the Aruch Lanier, let's get it down. The Aruch Lanier is very convincing to save Rashi. Because if Tosfos is right, that Rav Acha Brei Ravika holds Erev Parsha saying, then you know what? Chad Nami Kosher should be what? Should need Mumchim. Should need Mumchim. And Rashi and Tosfos, we said from the beginning of Shir, hold Chad Nami Kosher as a straight up what? Straight up hedge. That's the assumption you get from Tosfos. Tosfos never said Samuch. He said Gamir. The Gemara said Gamir. Simplest reading the Gemara is that he's not a Samuch. It said Gamir. It didn't say Samuch. Right? So I want you to get that Ha'ara down to the Aruch Lanir. Another raya to help Rashi. Now this doesn't answer Tosas Kasha of why you need a Pusik, but it does fit Rav Acha Brei Ravika better into the Shita that holds what? Ain Erev Parshas Ein. Because if Rav Acha Brei Ravika held Erev Parshas Ein, then that Chad Nami should also require Smicha. And Rashi and Tosas assume that he doesn't. So that's a beautiful Ha'ara. I want you to get that. Ben, you got to get that down, that Aruch Lanir. Very important Aruch Lanir. I'm just pointing out that it doesn't answer Tosas Kasha as to why you need a Pusik. We answered it based on the fact that he learns Hadia Adadi. And therefore, Mishpat Echad would have equated the two. Well, you need to offset Mishpat Echad, so you use offset of Mishpat Amisah. Okay, you got this? Comes out a beautiful shtickle here. Okay? That's the Chiddush we want to say here. From who? From the what? From the Chiddush of who? The Chiddush of the Aruch Lanir with the Nesivus. But I want to take this a step further now. Okay? I want to take this a step further. I heard there's a great Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood named Rav Sarutskin, Rav Yitzchak Sarutskin, great Gaon. He wrote a sefer called the Gvuris Yitzchak. Unbelievable. He mamish knows everything. Once in a while comes up saying, speaks. It's a great Gaon. And he, Lamaisa, has a sefer that I call the Gvuris Yitzchak. He has a sefer here on Sanhedrin too as well. And Lamaisa, Jared pointed out to me, unbelievably, that he gives another answer, which I want to develop. And if I ever see him, believe me, I'll have to say it over. That we're developing this mahalach based on the chiddush that he said. He wanted to say another answer for Rashi. Let's get it. If you hold Ein Erev Parshas Ein, Rav Acha Brei Ravika, so why do you, what was Tosas Kasha? What was Tosas Kasha we said?
Why do you need a
pasuk? So what's the answer? What do you want to say? You know what the Gvuris Yitzchak says? The Pusik tells him that Chad Nami Kosher is a Beis Din. He's a din of a Beis Din. Chad Nami Kosher is a din of a Beis Din. It's considered to be like a Beis Din. This is the answer that the Gvuris Yitzchak wants to say. That Chad Nami Kosher is considered to be the din of a Beis Din. Amazing. Gotta clean. We'll clean it after shit. I'll get it. Beis Din. Okay? Forgot to tell you before, John. You follow me? Chad Nami Kosher is considered to be a Beis Din. Al pi halacha. Okay? That's the answer. That's why you need a Pusik. Rashi says, Ein Erev Parshas Ein, one is enough. But how do I know that one would be enough would be a din of a Beis Din? That's what the Pusik tells me. The Sedek Dushput HaMisef tells me it has a status of Beis Din. So you'll tell me, Rebbe, what does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. I actually erased it here. But we had a major machlokas in Rishon that the Rav developed. Rav Schechter wrote up in his Sefer called the Kutchas HaSmicha. Do you remember we mentioned it? We mentioned it a few times briefly before Sukkos. It was a fundamental machlokas as to what Smicha is. What was the machlokas between the Rambam and the Tosfos? Thanks a lot, friend. What was the machlokas between Rambam and Tosfos? What was the machlokas? What do you say? According to the Rambam, what is the definition of Smicha? The Rav said that the Rambam holds license to Paskin. Rishus Lahorot. Lahoros, to Paskin. Just like a doctor needs a medical license, lawyer needs a law license, the Rav needs an issue of psak, needs a smichin. What does Taisa say? It's a markiv, it's an ingredient shall base him. Has nothing to do with an individual Rav. What were the rayas? What were the rayas that the Rav had in the Rambam? I want you guys to get this. Four rayas. Let's get them. Four rayas that the Rav had in the Rambam. Okay? Number one. How do I know that Smicha is considered to be a Rishus to Paskin? Number one. The Rambam, you look it up, Perek Dal Halacha Ches, says you need Smicha even for Maris to look at Ksumen. Rambam, you need smicha to look at ksumen. What is ksumen, guys? What is ksumen? Anyone know what ksumen is? Stains. To determine whether it's a dam need or not. You bring that to an individual rav, Stephen, and you bring that to a basin. Shiloh is a tarshish ball. You go to an individual rav. You don't go to a basin, yes? Let's get it down. So the Rambam proves that what? What do you see from here? That smicha is a what? A license to paskin. Has nothing to do with a basin. That's why it says you need smicha for what? For looking at ksomen. That's number one mucker. Ella, you got that clear? Daniel, clear? Rambam says the finish you need smicha for what? For ksomen. Why do you need smicha for ksomen? Because it's the license to paskin. Number two. Mocker in the Rama. The Rama says in Uchos Mamrim, in Perek Gimel Halacha Hey, says later on in Sanhedrin and Pevavum Ibeis, a Talmud that paskins against the Beis in Agadol, what's it been? He's potter, he's not a Zaken Mamre. You know what a Zaken Mamre is? A rebellious Rav who has smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down. He's asked a Shaila, he doesn't know the answer. He goes to the Beis Nagal. You know what they tell him? Paskin X. He goes home and Paskin's Y. You know what the Torah says? We kill him. Zaken Mamre. Zaken Mamre. What happens if the guy was a Talmud that did that? So Rashi says he was less than 40 years old. He was less than 40 years old. Because it's like a rookie league guy. Against the Beis Nagol, doesn't even issue his apsak. It's like a joke. Do you know what the Rambam says? He could be 20, but he has to have smicha. Because if he doesn't have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu Eli, it's like a joke. So there you see again, a second mocker, that the din of smicha means what? That without smicha, it's not a psak, guys. Daniel, you follow me? You can't, if you're issuing a psak against the Sanhedrin Agadol and you don't have smicha, it's like a joke. You see again, according to the Rambam, that smicha is an issue of an individual rav, of the ability to paskin. It has nothing to do with the ingredient of a beis din. Zaken Mamre is not a beis din against the Beis Nagol. It's an individual rav, guys. Zach, you got this? Ben, clear? That's a second mucker. Zach, you got this? We're trying to prove the Rambam holds the rav said that smicha is a license to paskin. Has nothing to do with a beis din. No, no, we're gonna get up to it. Let's just get the. I want you to get the Rambam. You got it? Number three, marker the Rav said. When you give smicha to a Talmud from the chain of Moshe Rabbeinu, how many dayanim has to be in front of? We learned. According to the Rambam, has to be done in front of three. The Rebbe gives the smicha to the Talmud in front of three dayanim. The Rambam perek dal halacha gimel, which. All three of those guys, those dayan, do they need smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu or not? Yes or no? No. All you need, the beis din of smicha. Beis din shel smicha. That also proves which one of the guys, Rak Echad, only one of the three dayanim need to have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down. Only one of the three. Why not all three? You guys tell me, again. Beis din shel smicha, smicha rak echad, in the beis din. What does the Brisker Rav say? Let me ask you, does that beis din paskin? Are they paskining when they see the Rebbe give a Talmud smicha? Are they paskining? It's like a beis din of Geirus. They're not paskining. Their presence alone is needed. Why do you need only one of the three? Because you have to have the chain continue. So it's not, doesn't make any sense if you're continuing the chain that none of the three dayanim don't have the smicha. No. You need the Rebbe to have the smicha, of course. But one of the three dayanim should require it. But they're not paskining nachum. According to the Rambam, the whole lumdus of smicha is what?
No, they would have...
What's the whole lumdus of smicha, according to the Rambam? License to paskin. They're not paskining here. So from these three Rambams, what do you see? That according to the Rambam, the concept of smicha is a license to paskin. Has nothing to do with the ingredients of making up a beis din. Nothing. Absolutely zero. Daniel, you got this? You got all these three makaris? That's how the Rav proved from the Ram that smicha is a license to paskin, nothing to do with the beis din. Now I want you to get to this. Let's plug this in. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. What do we find in our Gemara? What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says, Beferish. That Chad Nami is kosher who? So if chad nami is kosher hu, so why on earth do you need shlichusayu for hodol svalvos? What's the answer? Why do you need shlichusayu? Who quotes shlichusayu? Everyone knows what shlichusayu is, right? Before Sukkos, what is shlichusayu? The Rabbanah of today are agents of the Rabbanah of old. Where does the Ram quote it? Perakei Halacha Ches. That hodol svalvos do not need mumchim. Based on what topic? Why do hodol svalvos not need mumchim according to the Rama? Because of what? Shlichusayu. They don't need smicha hodol svalvos according to the Rama because of shlichusayu. Let me ask you, ask the Kesef Mishnah B'Shem the Ramach. If the Rama passes chad nami kosher hu, you don't need shlichusayu to tell me you don't need what? You don't need mumchim. It's simple. Chad nami kosher hu. What's the answer? What's the answer? Because the Kesef. What's the answer, Ali? The Rosh Hashanah said the Ram holds like Rabbi Nachmanel that chad nami kosher has to be a what? Has to require smicha. So we relax the requirement of smicha based on shlichusayu. Because there's no smicha. That's what the pshat, that's what the Rosh Hashanah writes on the Rambam. Please get it. I'll say it again, Uri. According to the Rambam, chad nami is kosher, but he says hodol svalvos are okay. You don't need smicha because why? Shlosh adotos are good because of shlichusayu. Why do you need shlichusayu? Chad nami is kosher. Chad nami kosher, but the chad nami's got to be his smicha, says Dor Sameach. Like we wrote in the beginning of the shir. Chad nami kosher needs smicha according to the Rambam, Dor Sameach says. So the reason why you don't require smicha is manazeh because of shlichusayu. For all dolls, all dolls. Because they didn't have smicha in where? In lands. They didn't have smicha in lands that were far away from Babel. So we don't require. We don't require this halacha of smicha. Chad nami kosher is that's the halacha. Chad nami kosher is if there's a halacha of smicha. And therefore, since there's a halacha of smicha, what's the din? The din is that what? There's a requirement of to have chad nami kosher. You require what? You require smicha. So all dolls, all dolls tells me you don't require what? You don't require smicha. You follow me? You remember what we said in the beginning of Shir? What's the topic we're doing today according to Rav Acha Brei Rav Ika? Chad nami kosher. Does that chad nami require smicha? Machlokas. And what do we say? That according to Rav Sameach and the Rambam, you don't require smicha.
No, you do
require smicha. Mikra Adin, we thought, what the other sheet say you don't require. Yes? So we have a kasha. The Pashup Shat in the Gemara, chad nami kosher, is you don't need smicha. If you don't need smicha, so why does the Rambam say that hodol svalvos, you don't need smicha because of what? Shlichusayu. If I hold like Rav Acha Brei Rav Ika, I hold you don't need smicha anyway. Why does he have to import shlichusayu?
So Rambam must hold like...
Rambam holds you need smicha. Shlichusayu tells me you don't require smicha. There's no problem. Because they had places where there was no smicha. You follow me?
Yes.
That's the Rosh Hashanah Mahalach in the Rambam. Based on this now, this brings us to the following. The Rambam in Perek Hey Halacha Yud Ches says, Yochid Shu Mumcha L'Rabim Af B'Shudan Din Imam Sichiri En Hoda B'Fon Av Hoda B'Beizn Afi La Yasamach Aval Ashloshe Af B'Shen Smucha Hare Hed Yotos Ven Ani Korea B'Em Elohim Hare Hoda B'Fneim Hoda B'Beizn. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says explicitly that Chad Nami Kosher is what? Is not a Beis Din. It is not a Beis Din. Because when it comes to Hodols from Hodols, you don't need a psak of Beis Din. All you need is what? Hodols for Hodols is a what? Is a Hora. What does a Hora mean? What is a Hora? Hora shall Isser. It's a Hora of Isser. Hodol svalvos is a hora of Isser. That's all it is. It's a hora of Isser. Since it's a hora of Isser, Lamaisa, it's a hora of Isser. You don't need a Beis Din. So hodol svalvos is considered to be a hora, Lamaisa. It's not considered to be a Beis Din. So what's the machlokes Rishonim? You guys tell me. According to most Rishonim, what's the din? Hodol svalvos, chad kosher. You don't need a what? You don't need a Beis Din. What did Tosfos and most of the Rishonim say? That Chad Nami Kosher does not require a basin. Is that correct? What is the concept of the smicha according to most Rishonim? Tosfos and most Rishonim. It's an ingredient of a basin. Oh, Tosfos doesn't need it. It's not a basin. So Mamela, when it says Chad Nami Kosher, what do these Rishonim say? You don't have to have what? You don't have to have smicha. But according to the Rambam, what's the definition of smicha? A license to possibly. Therefore, despite the fact that Odos Ovos is only a Horosh of Isser, you better believe you need a what? You better believe you need a you need to have smicha. Because according to the Rambam, what is smicha? Smicha is a license to what? A license to possibly. And that's why the Rambam holds that you better believe he needs to have what? He needs to have smicha. That's the Chiddush. So at the end of the day, what we're saying is that Hodos Ovos does not need a Bezdin Zak. It's a Horos of Isser Heter. But what? But the question is, does that Chad Nami need Smicha? Well, according to the Rambam, Uri, of course he needs Smicha. Because anytime you issue a Psak, even as an individual Rav, you follow me? Even as an individual Rav, you need to have Smicha. According to Tosfos, no. Smicha is what? Is an ingredient of a Bezdin. Hodos Ovos do not need a basin. It's just a simple hurrah. If it's a hurrah, then there's no need to have smicha. It's a beautiful shtickle. You follow, Ellie, you got this? Doesn't it look clear? And so those who have is clearly a hurrah. This is a head that's not something that needs a basin. So the question is, do you need smicha for that? So according to Tosfos, says, no, it's not a basin. You don't need smicha. Smicha is an ingredient to make up a basin. But you don't need a basin for those who have. So I don't need a chanami kashu. No smicha. According to the Rambam, Hodos v'horos is a horah of Isser v'heter, and you need smicha. Because smicha is a license to pass. It has nothing to do with it, basin. This is the fourth marker I'm going to write down for the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, Chad Nami Kosher, according to our Sameach, requires what smicha? And he pointed out that Rambam Pirkha Bey said, Yotos. Yafa koch pshar mi koch adin. Sheshne had Yotos, and a din, din. But Echad, that's a samach, is good. Shnayim, that is a samach, is good. No problem. So basically, this is the four Marim Akaimis, the Rav pointed out, that Smicha is a license to Paschim. Now you'll tell me, Uri, what is this connected to Gvuras Yitzchok? Is there anywhere in Shas, or a Rishon, that says Chad Nami Kosher could be served as a basin? Because up till now in this whole Mahalach, we said no. Because we said Hodos Vavos doesn't need a basin. It's a Rosh Elisser, below Sarech, basin. It's not a basin. Is there anyone that can say Chad Nami Kosher is a Beis Din? Yes. Tosfos says this. Please get it. In Maseches Yevamos Mem Hayim at Beis, he says that a gear could go in front of one Dayan, and that one Dayan could accept his tefillah. He could go to Mikvah in front of one Dayan. It's amazing. Now, a Geirus needs a Beis Din. Everyone agrees to it. The Gemara says Beferish. Gear Tzarech Beis Din. Mishpat Sivir, Shvatata and the two Mukaris. Mishpat or Shvatata. So I want you to get down. Tyson Yavamis, Menhaim and Beis, the Ramaskal Milo, Tavlin Lididusa, writes Beferish that Chad Nami Kosher is acceptable. And the Rashash says, I want you to know something. In the next staff, there's a Tyson that says Beferish and then Vav, Ahmed Beis and Yavamis that says it's wrong. So I want you to get this, that Tyson and Yavamis and Menhaim and Beis, that Tosfos Yevamos Memhei Beis holds against this Rambam. Because the Rambam holds Chad Nami Kosher does not make up a basin. Does not. Because Hodos Ovos doesn't need a basin. You follow me? That's what the Gvuras Yitzchok now wants to answer. Over and above the Rambam. That's the answer for Rashi. What was Tosfos Kasha and Rashi? Why you need the pasuk if I hold Ein Erev Parsha saying, I already come to the conclusion once enough. You know what the answer is? The pasuk tells me that one is a Beis Din. Like the Tosfos Yevamos Mem Hamid Beis. That's what the pasuk is coming to teach me. That Senek Tishvot HaMesecha tells me that Chad Nami Kosher has a halos of a Beis Din. Amazing, no? And that's the Tosfos Yevamos Mem Hamid Beis. That Chad Nami Kosher, so if that's the case, that he's a shame basin, you better believe he's going to require what? He's going to need what? He's going to need smicha. You better believe he's going to need smicha. according to our Shtugel Torah with the Rav. Which is a little bit upsetting to me. Why? Why is that a little bit upsetting to me? Because what we said in the beginning of Shir, Rashi seems to imply that he did not require what? That he doesn't require what? Smicha. He says he just heard the Shirim from his Rebbe there, no? How did Rashi define Gamir? No? You got the impression from Rashi that he didn't need Smicha, no? See, according to our Shtugel Torah, that anytime you require what? To Shem Bezin, he should require Smicha, because that's one of the ingredients of a Bezin. Rashi implies the governor Shishon Lecham Dayanu Hilchz Din Milcha. Maybe that's what you have to say, though, that he got Smicha. But I don't think that's the Poshup Shot. That's what I want to ask Reb Yitzchak Tzurotskin. His Shtugel Torah is a nice answer, but it should follow that he should require Smicha. Rashi didn't say that he needed Smicha. According to the Sol Shtugel Torah of the Rav, you follow what I'm asking, Ben? It's a little bit schwer to say that if in Rashi. Now, I want to just close with the following. And then we got to get the Chumash, okay? We left one kasha hanging. Why did the Gemara not say what Rava and Rebbe Bo would do with the pasuk of Tzedek Tishpon HaMisecha? Gemara never brought that up once. So what does the Nesiva say? He says, amazing. I want you to chop this, guys. It's a real chop. You know what he says? Rava also holds of this pasuk, Tzedek Tishpon HaMisecha. But Rava holds Erev Parshas Kasuv Kan. What does that mean? Rava normally says you need three, yes? Correct? Erev Parshas saying. But the number dropped down to what? From three to one based on what? What's the number three dropped down to one based on? Sedek Tishpon HaMisecha. Rava also holds Sedek Tishpon HaMisecha. Rava also holds Sedek Tishpon HaMisecha. But that Tzedek Tishpon HaMisecha, that one guy better have what? He better have Smicha. And what does Rav Acha Brei Ravika hold? That one guy does not require Smicha. So he wants to say that's Gufa de Machlokes. He wants to say that's Gufa de Machlokes. So according to Rav Acha, holds Enei Rav Parshas saying, he holds the Yachad's good even not being a Mumchim. He holds good even not being a Mumchim. And he wants to say according to Rava, Rava is Dairish, that Yachid needs Mumcha because according to Rava, Erev Parshas Kosov Khan. So according to Rava, you follow the Schap? Even according to Rava, you might not require three because of Tzedek Tishpon HaMisecha. But what? If you hold of Tzedek Tishpon HaMisecha, meaning if you hold of this drasha, drops it from three to one, but that one better have Smicha. Rav Acha Brei Ravika holds ain't Erev Parshas saying he doesn't need to have Smicha at all. So it turns out that Machlokes Rishon Uri that we said in the beginning of Shir, you follow me? The Nesivus wants to say, Gufa Machlokes Din Rava and who? Rav Acha Brei Ravika. Does the Chad Nami need to have Smicha at all?
So does Rava hold
Yesh Erev Parshas? Rava holds Yesh Erev Parshas. So if you don't hold of the Pasuk Tzedek Tishpon, you require three, and you should require Smicha. We got rid of the Smicha based on Rechanina of Drisha V'Chakiru. But if you hold of the if Rava also holds of the Drasha of Tzedek Tishpon, you drop from three to one, but that one still requires to be Mumcha. You follow me? If it was not for what? Rav Acha Brei Ravika would drop the one to what? You follow? And that's if Rava holds of the drasha. I mean, the way the Gemara presents it, Rava never mentioned Tishpon HaMisecha. Rava says, you want to have the drasha, gesunter, hey. So you'll lower from three to one, but you're going to require what? You're going to require smicha. Okay? You're going to require smicha. And the Maisa, I don't think you're going to apply what? Rav Chanina. When are you going to only apply Rav Chanina? It's enough to apply Rav Chanina where you require three, and then the three don't have to have what? The three don't have to have smicha, but if you're saying that you don't even need three, you only need one, I can't imagine we're going to apply what? Rebbe Chanina. The pashup shot is that you're going to acquire smicha. We're not going to say that dinner of Rebbe Chanina that you should lower it to say one. Unless you say in the Rabbanan, we lower it, Lamaisa, because of Chanina. But minat Torah, though, so machlokes Rishonim, machlokes Amoraim, whether one requires smicha or not. Rav Acha Brei Ravika says, no. Going to Rava, you say one requires the smicha. Yes, Shimon, what do you say? Okay, so that's the Chiddush in the Sivs. Yes, Uri? No, he said that you don't need to have three because of the kula, Shalom Tinel Dals Vivilovin. That was his kula. It was a kula, that's all. So I'm saying that kula would just, that kula, you'd say it on a Drobana level. We're trying to find the machlokes on a Diraisa level. You follow me? So there's a machlokes on a Diraisa level. Does the one require smicha or not? Rava would say yes, Rav Acha Brei Ravika says no. But I'm saying at the end of the day, because Rabbi Chanina, we would also drop the requirement of Mumchim as well, like we did earlier in the Gemara. It's a bit of a chiddush in the Sivis to say that what that Rav also holds of the drasha, but I have to tell you, the Gemara never deals with what the how's Rav going to deal with his pasuk. So I said to some guys in Seder, maybe in Mikmotz Ripshuto, maybe interpret the pasuk literally. Tzedek Rav said, just be a good guy when you're a dying. Doesn't necessarily mean that one's good. It means if when, even when you're one of the three, be a good guy whenever you're a dying. But you're only a dying with two other guys. Okay, that's just saying in Mikmotz Ripshuto. But it's a chiddush to say this in Sivis. It's a chiddush to say this in Sivis, but it comes out halacha lemaisa that at the end of the day, we always present a machlokes between Rav or Beabal against two. Against Rav Acha and Ravika, really the machlokes between Rav and Rav Acha and Ravika is really what? Really, what's a machlokes? Whether the Echad Nami requires smich or not. Now, how does that, I'm thinking about it now, just finish up the Lashon of Gemara, very quickly, Ephraim, and then we got to say a Chumash. Go ahead, Ma'ika. Just read the Gemara. Ma'ika ben what?
Ma'ika
ben Rav Acha Brei. Go ahead. What's the nafkin? Mina, go ahead. Yeah, they're called mechutzafim, but two is good. Mikra din. Go ahead. Rava says you always need three. Go ahead. Rav Acha Ravika holds Shmuel. One, two is good. So I understand. According to the Nesivis, how does that work? I thought according to the Nesivis, Rava says what? I thought Rava says one is good.
One smicha though.
That's the answer we said in the beginning of Shir. The one guy, Lamaitz, when it says Rava doesn't hold a Shmuel, Shnaim Shedano Dineim Din is good if they're Hedyotos. Rava says the Shnaim Shedano have to be Smicha guys. Rav Acha Ravika says one guy's good what? Even without what? Even without Smicha. That's the Shtukal Torah. It comes out of beautiful Chiddush. But, you know, normally we present that Rava and Rebo say you need 3 minute Torah, and Rav Acha Ravika says 1 minute Torah. It comes out that he's saying Rava he also holds 1 minute Torah is good, which is a big Chiddush. But I have to tell you, it's very telling because the Gemara never deals with the Pasuk. The Gemara never deals with how Rav and Rav would deal with Tzedek Tishman HaMisecha. So maybe Taka they hold of it. So it breaks down to being just a very small nafkamina. In the case of Chad Nami, do they require smicha or not? Which is a big chiddush. But it's very convincing. Okay, let's go to Parshas Bereishis. Okay.